Just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Douglas. Huh? Mr. Douglas, I'll be right with you.
Yeah, so we just came over to pick
I've been working all morning inflationizing the prices on my canned goods.
Inflationizing?
Yeah. I read somewhere that the cost of living had gone up 5%, so I thought I'd get in on it.
Yeah, Mr. Drucker, did our mail come in yet?
Yes, sir, but there's nothing interesting. You got a bill from the same fella that sent you one last month. Guess you didn't pay it, huh?
Well, look, Mr. Drucker, I've
Oh,
been...
there's a letter from London, England, Mrs. Douglas, from your mother. The last letter you got from her was from Paris. Guess she didn't like it there.
No, she got into a fight with the hotel manager.
Yeah, he wanted her to pay the bill.
Well, that's a fine thing to say for someone who got a bill from a fellow this month that he didn't pay last month.
What?
Here it is, Mr. Douglas.
That's not a bill. It's a credit for $3.
For what?
I returned the diamond cufflinks your mother gave me for my birthday.
It isn't the gift. It's the thought.
It doesn't take much thought to give somebody a $3 pair of cufflinks.
Oh, here's your letter, Mrs. Douglas.
Well, look at this, Mr. Mother Knocker. Mama sent me a check for $50,000.
$50,000?
It's all made up. All you have to do is sign it.
Oh, that old... Is there any more mail for us, Mr. Drucker?
No, sir, just for Eb.
Well, we'll take it along for him.
Well, here it is. 480 letters.
Would you mind explaining what this is all about?
Didn't you see my ad?
What ad?
The one I had in the Lonely Hearts section of Playmate magazine.
What did you put in the ad, Ab?
Oh, here, I'll read it to you. Handsome, sophisticated, wealthy landowner looking for wealthy mate. Address all applications to Eb Dawson, wealthy landowner, Hooterville.
Wealthy landowner?
Well, I will be. You're going to leave the farm to me, aren't you, Dad?
I am not your dad, and I'm not leaving the farm to you.
Well, you might as well. I don't want it.
Eb, you should be ashamed of yourself trying to hook some poor, trusting girl with a pack of lies.
I guess all people tell a few white lies when they're jockeying for marital position.
White lies are all right, but that ad... Now, look, why don't you take all this mail and dump it into the stove and burn it?
Burn it? Do you realize that somewhere in these envelopes there may be the future Mrs. Eb Dawson?
May the Lord have mercy on her soul.
Look, Eb, you're supposed to help fix the tractor.
I'll be right out as soon as I finish opening my mail.
Well, I'm not going to
stop. I've got a lot of interesting letters.
Yeah.
Listen to this one. Dear Squire Dawson, I have 5 children. I'm considered good-looking. I would be interested in marrying you if you would send me money for a divorce. Signed, Sarah Maxwell.
Put Sarah with the rejects.
Look, Eb, we've got the...
Oh, Lee, listen to this. Dear Mr. Dawson, this is the first time I've ever answered an ad like yours, but I happened to pick up a copy of Playmate magazine in the Paris airport while I was waiting for my father's plane to pick me up to take me to Rome.
What kind of dribble?
Your ad intrigued me, and I thought it might be amusing to start a correspondence. Please write and tell me more about yourself. Very truly yours, Miss Celia Ward. Plaza Towers, Park Avenue, Penthouse B.
That's about the shrankiest place on Park Avenue.
Boy, she has sexy handwriting. And she included her measurements. 72, 23, 31.
72?
Oh, that's her zip code.
Oh, thank goodness.
Well, it looks like you find yourself a nice girl.
Let's go out and fix the tractor.
Not until I've answered Celia's letter. Dear Miss Ward, I received your wife application. You write a neat letter, and you sure have a nifty zip code. Since you want to know more about me, I will tell you. Besides being tall and handsome and a wealthy landowner, my hobbies are collecting money, racing my sports cars, and playing polo on alternate Sundays. But most of my time is spent overseeing my huge estate with its thousands of acres of my various enterprises. I would like to know more about you. Yours truly, the Honorable Eb Dawson.
Dear Mr. Dawson, compared to your life, mine is rather boring. I spend evenings at cocktail parties or at the theater seeing a new play. I usually spend weekends at our home in Southampton, which is where my father keeps his yacht. I am not too interested in polo, but your estate sounds fabulous. Please tell me more about it. Your friend, Celia.
Dear friend Celia, when I received your letter saying that you didn't like polo, I sold all my ponies. Life here in Hooterville is one gay adventure after the other. That's why when my old school pal, Lord Sonny Bodkins, called me to fly over to London for the weekend, I turned him down. Yesterday, I...
Yep.
Excuse the slip. My chauffeur just hit a bump.
Eb, you're supposed to be splitting this wood.
Oh, I'm waiting until I grow a beard so as I can do an imitation of Abraham Lincoln.
Just chop the wood.
Yes, sir. I'll have to close now as I'm having a little labor trouble with one of my underlings. Finally, Eb.
Dear Eb, I received your seventh letter today. And to think, since I last heard from you, you've been to Brussels, Paris, and Hong Kong. I was sorry to hear...
that your horse was disqualified in the Kentucky Derby.
Mm-hmm. And, why was that, may I ask?
Because the judge's smell meant julep on his breath.
Oh, brother, I never heard such junk in my... Eb, how could you possibly write her such lies?
They're not lies. I just exaggerated a few facts to brighten up this poor creature's boring life.
Boring?
Well, you heard some of the stuff she wrote, Ab, that she has nothing to do but to go to Southampton and ride it under her father's yacht. And you know how boring that can be.
Oh, yes, yes.
You sound like you don't believe her.
Believe her? She's as phony as you are.
Nobody is as phony as I am. No, I didn't mean it to come out that way.
Why don't you write to her? Ask if you could spend a weekend at her penthouse or on her yacht. See what she says.
I would, but I can't run off and leave my vast holdings unattended.
Oh, you...
Eb, I don't know whose tall tales are worse, yours or hers.
Well, what difference does it make? In Hungary, we have a saying, a man who tells the truth to the girl he loves is going to end up lying to his wife.
How much, Douglas?
Well, how are you, Mr. Kimball?
Fine. Well, not fine. I can't get out of this.
There.
Oh, that's the way that works. Well, I wish I'd have met you last night. I wouldn't have had to sleep on the car.
Well, what can I do for you?
Do for me? It's not what I can do for you. It's what you can do for me. It's what...
What did you come over here for?
Oh, I stopped in at Sam's store and he gave me something for you.
Well, what was it?
What was it? Ah, I remember. It was a telegram. Well, it's been nice talking to you.
Oh. Where's the telegram?
Yeah, I don't know. Where'd you put it?
You didn't give it to me.
I didn't? Boy, that's funny. Sam handed it to me, and I put it in my, No, I couldn't put it in that because I wasn't even wearing it.
All right. Just take your time now, hmm? Now, think. Where did you put the telegram?
Let's see. Telegram. Hmm. Where did I put that?
What's that on your head?
Oh, it's a new hair tonic I've been, What's this?
Why, I believe that's the telegram.
Oh, gee, what was it doing under my hat?
Haven't the faintest idea. May I have it?
Why, certainly.
Oh,
hey, aren't you going to open it?
Not the hat, it's the telegram.
This is for Eb.
Oh, what are you doing with it then?
Eb! Eb!
Well, I got to be running along.
Eb!
Yes, sir.
This is for you.
Thank you.
Holy smoke!
What's the matter?
Sears coming to visit me.
Will you stop following me?
But, Mr. Douglas, you gotta help me.
You got yourself into this, you get yourself out.
How?
That's your problem.
What's my problem?
No, I'm talking to him.
What does he know about my problem?
Glamour Boy here got a telegram from Miss Lonely Hearts, and she is coming to visit us.
Ah, that's nice.
Well, maybe you won't think so when you hear what he wants us to do. He wants us to move out of the bedroom and let Celia sleep in here.
It's the least you could do after all the nice things I wrote her about you two.
Oh? Yeah? Like what?
That you're the best butler and maid I ever had.
What?
Well, a wealthy landowner like me couldn't be expected to do his own housekeeping.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, what size butler suit do you wear?
I'm not wearing a butler suit.
But she's expecting to see my servants. What'll I tell her?
Just tell her the truth.
Yeah. How does this sound? My butler and maid drank up all my champagne and got stoned, and I had to fire them.
That sounds good to me.
Look, Em, once and for all, you got into this, you get out of it.
But, Mr. Haney, I can't afford it.
I'm sorry, Eb, but my standard fee for playing the part of a chauffeur for a wealthy landowner is $10.
All I have is $7.
Could you find your way clear to pay another dollar?
No, sir. But I can owe it to you.
Well...
Please, Mr. Haney, if I show up at the station to meet Celia without a chauffeur, she'll know I'm a phony right away.
Seeing it's in the interest of true love, I'll take your $7 and your IOU.
That must be her. Holy smoke! She's dripping wealth.
Eb?
Celia?
Eb!
Celia! Welcome to the ancestral halls of the Dawsons. My car's parked anon.
Oh, my bags are...
My man Haney will get them. Chop, chop, Haney.
Could I have a word with you, young master?
What's the matter?
Well, the $8 is just for chauffeuring. Bag carrying is extra.
How much?
50 cents.
I'll owe it to you.
Very good, sir.
I'm sorry. My man had a financial problem. Did you have a good trip, Celia?
Yes, except for the train ride.
You didn't like my train?
Yours?
Yes, one Christmas I made the mistake of asking Daddy for trains. And this is what he bought me.
I've never known a man that owned his own railroad before.
It's a tax write-off.
I'll put these in your high-priced car, sir.
Fine.
Where is that kid? I need the car.
Oh, he'll be here.
The train is in over an hour ago. It only takes 15 minutes to drive here from the station.
Or maybe he took the girl for a ride. So his boss, landholding.
Oh, what vast landholdings does he have?
Over there are my grouse preserves. I imported them from Scotland in case I ever get the urge for a grouse.
Very interesting.
Over there are my timber holdings.
No, it's amazing. We've been driving for hours and we're still on your estate.
We still have two more days to go.
You mean you own the whole Hooterville Valley?
Yes. I named it after a pet owl I used to have, Herbie Hooter.
You're very cute.
I should be. I paid Jack Lemmon $10,000 for cute lessons.
Where to now, young master?
Just keep driving.
Well, now, where is he?
Well, maybe they stopped to get married.
Married?
Well, that's why I put the ad in, to get a rich wife.
Lisa, you're a fairly sensible woman. Sometimes.
You couldn't leave it alone. You had to put in the sometimes.
Lisa, why would a rich girl answer an ad in a Lonely Hearts column?
I guess you're wondering why I answered your ad.
Not really. It was a real eye-catcher. I got hundreds of answers. Oh, that's one of my dairy farms.
It's very nice. I must tell you, I was a little skeptical when I first read your ad. I thought to myself, why would a wealthy landowner have to advertise in a magazine to meet a girl?
That's easy to explain. That's how my father met my mother.
How romantic.
So much for my folks. How about yours?
Well, there's just my daddy. He spends most of his time on Wall Street. He has a seat on the exchange.
Yeah, well, I guess that's better than standing.
I'd love to see your home.
My home? Oh, the plantation. I'm saving that for last. Keep on driving, Haney.
They're still not back.
Well, maybe right after they got married, they went on their honeymoon.
Oh, honeymoon? Oh, please, it's 5:30, and I needed the car to...
5:30? No wonder you grouchy. It's time for your bottle.
What?
Well, it's cocktail time. Would you like to have a drink?
I'd love a drink.
How about a root beer?
Fine. You know, this place is charming.
Yes, I'd like to modernize it, but the old family retainer that's running it for me is a little, would you like a straw, Celia?
Please.
Ah, hello, Ed.
Hello, old Sam.
Old?
This is the retainer I was telling you about. Old Sam, I'd like you to meet Miss Celia, a wealthy heiress.
How do you do?
I'm pleased to meet you. How long have you worked for Mr. Dawson's family?
How long have I been
he
working?
He can never remember.
Now, see here.
How's business, old Sam?
Will you stop calling?
Not that it matters. You've got a job running this store for me as long as you live.
Now, look.
Come on, Celia.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Drucker.
Nice to meet you, too, I think. Hold it. What about the root beer?
It's very good. And by the way, old Sam, bring your family up to the main house for Christmas dinner. Anytime. Well, here we are, Celia.
What is this?
Oh, this is the outskirts of the old plantation.
But the house.
Oh, this. This belongs to two of my sharecroppers, Ollie and Lisa. The main house burned down last week. Didn't it, Haney?
Oh, may I talk to you alone, young master? Now, fibbing about fires will cost you another dollar.
Put it on my bill.
Yes, sir. Yes, miss, it was quite a fire. Yes, sir.
It was $1 million loss. But then I needed another tax write-off.
Are you living here now?
Not exactly. My sharecroppers were a nice old couple, and I didn't have the heart to put them out.
Oh, hello, dear.
Yeah, it's about time
you... Oh, Celia, may I present my faithful old sharecroppers, Ollie and Lisa.
Wait a minute, how is that again?
Did you make supper for us, Lise?
Oh, well, not quite.
Good girl. Come on, Celia. Ollie, carry Miss Ward's bags in.
Look, I'm not
You heard what the young master said, Ollie.
Beat it! Out!
Well, we better get the young master's dinner ready.
We're not getting it.
Hey, hey, come back with my car!
Well, you told him to beat it.
Well, I didn't mean it. That did it. Eb! Eb, come out here.
What's the matter, old Ollie?
You call me that once more. Look, I've had enough of this nonsense. I want you to go in that house and tell that girl the truth.
What is the truth?
That you're nothing but a hired hand. You don't have any land. You don't have a chauffeur. You don't have anything.
Oh, that truth.
Yes. Now go in and tell her.
But, Mr. Douglas, I...
Tell her!
Well, that'll make him lose the wealthy heiress.
Wealthy? She's just as big a fake as he is, all those letters about her father's yacht. And then showing up here in an imitation mink coat and paste diamonds.
That's where you're wrong. That's a genuine mink coat worth at least $8,000.
$8,000?
Wholesale. As for the diamonds, they are real. About $38,000 worth.
Are you sure?
Oh, Oliver, I can tell a real diamond at 30 paces with one eye tied behind my back.
Oh, I don't believe it. I just don't. Why would a wealthy girl...
Excuse me. Is this the Eb Dawson plantation?
That's right.
Holy shit.
Is there a Miss Celia Ward here?
Yes. She's in the sharecropper's house.
I wonder if I could have a word with her.
Certainly. Celia! Celia!
Who are you?
I'm Benson, her chauffeur.
Her,
Miss Celia.
Oh, it's you, Benson.
Yes, miss. I've been driving all over the countryside looking for you. Your father wants you back in New York immediately.
Celia, is this your chauffeur-driven car?
Well...
Forget what I told you about being a penniless hired hand. That was a lie. I just told you that to see if you were after my money, which I have plenty of in the Argentine.
Eb.
Shall we go, miss?
Oh, yes, Benson. Goodbye, Eb, and thanks for a fun afternoon.
You did it to me. My chance to marry wealth, and you made me tell her the truth.
Well, I thought...
I'll never forgive you. Never. Never. Never.
Never. Never. Never do anything like that again.
But, Daddy...
Now, put Mrs. Baxter's fur coat back in the closet and those jewels back in her safe before she gets home.
But I was only trying to impress Eb because from his ad, I thought he was a wealthy...
I don't care why you did it. Just change into your maid's uniform and help the cook with dinner. And don't answer any more ads.
You had no right to burn all my letters. I might have found another girl among them.
When are you going to learn?
Hi, you Mr. Dawson, the wealthy landowner?
I'm
Sarah Maxwell. Remember, I answered your ad. I asked you to send me some money for a divorce.
A divorce?
Well, I didn't hear anything from you to the contrary, so I just figured you'd agreed.
Well, no, I didn't.
Now, it's only going to cost you about $8,000, but that shouldn't matter to a wealthy landowner like you.
Well, I'm not really a...
Look at it this way. $8,000 ain't much for a wife and a ready-made family.
Family?
Sure. I wrote you I had 5 kids. Children! Say hello.
Hello, Daddy.
Daddy?
What's going on here?
Oh, this lady is here in answer to your ad, Mr. Dawson. This is the fella you want to talk to. Bye.
Uh-oh.
Oh, so you're Mr. Dawson.
Hello, Daddy.
You're a lot better age for me than the young kid.
What?
The divorce will only cost about $8,000, see? And we're all ready to move in just as soon as the whole thing's finalized.
Please. What?
Finalized.
Finalized?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll watch it. Hey,
Meanwhile, why don't you get to know the kids?
Lisa! Lisa!
Filmways presentation, darling.